You're listening to SBS News.
The next generation of doctors who have finished their studies is well aware of the challenges that lie ahead. Student Joel Richardson says he is worried about being overworked in the future.
It'd be terrible to have to not have enough staff around you and not have enough support. I see a lot of doctors who are already burnt out. I see a lot of doctors who are already under a lot of pressure.
The Group of Eight Universities is a collection of universities that describe themselves as research intensive. The group is calling for 1,000 extra places per year for domestic medical students. It says there must be a focus on training more homegrown talent and giving medical students the opportunity for internships within the hospital system. Group of Eight Chief Executive Vicky Thompson says the crisis needs addressing.
So those international medical graduates, they have the opportunity to actually go anywhere. And they're a really important part of the Australian sort of, you know, delivery of healthcare. But we can't keep relying on, you know, international medical graduates to sustain our healthcare.
She says Australia needs to change its workforce model starting immediately.
If we don't actually start now in recruiting more students and more students from diverse backgrounds, you know, we are still 5 to 10 years away from that particular student actually going out into the field.
But the Australian Medical Students Association says the idea of lifting medical student numbers is a simplistic suggestion. It adds that it won't address the way doctors are distributed or ease current workforce pressures. And the Australian Medical Association's Dr. Omar Khorshid says medical graduates are not fully trained doctors and it takes years for them to be able to practice safely.
It's a really big job though, and what we really need to see is holistic workforce planning around medical workforce. We actually have a plan that the government has come up with around medical workforce that needs to be properly implemented and funded so that we can gather the data we need.
The association says workforce issues are even more urgent in regional and rural Australia. The federal government recently announced an extra $146 million worth of rural health initiatives, and the opposition has matched that commitment. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.